From Central Florida Public Media, I'm Talia Blake. Today we're kicking off our annual series, Central Florida Seen and Heard. In years past, we've taken deep dives into flooding and transportation, but this year we've decided to focus on your pocketbook, your money, and connecting the dots to these midterm elections. Here to talk about this upcoming installment of Central Florida Seen and Heard is News Director LaToya Dennis. Hey, LaToya.
Hey there.
Really appreciate you being here today. So this installment of Seen and Heard is called Vote Your Budget. What does that actually mean?
Well, coming into this election season and even now, we've been hearing a lot about the affordability crisis, which really just means that life is expensive for most people. You think about the cost of housing, health insurance, food, gas, you name it, it is costing more. What we're doing with the series is taking a couple of issues that are impacting people financially and posing those issues to candidates for specific races that could possibly impact whatever concern it is that whomever we spoke to has, right? Mm-hmm. We're taking these kitchen table conversations and putting them to potential lawmakers, or in some cases, sitting lawmakers, and saying, hey, what can you do? What are your plans to help with this issue?
So what have you been hearing?
Well, we've heard a lot of concerns about the cost of food, groceries. Mm. The cost of groceries is up 2.7% nationwide. We've heard from people in Central Florida who had to cut their budget, their food budget, by $200. And I'm telling you, they're feeding a lot of people off very little money. We heard from someone about their water bill. They say it is so high that they're considering voting in favor of the property tax amendment because they are looking for some sort of reprieve anywhere they can get it. And we spoke to someone with really the ultimate cost of living problem, and that is they can't find a job. And they say that they can't find a job as a new graduate because AI is replacing the jobs that they are actually qualified for. And so no job, you still have bills and you still need to eat. What we're also really looking at is candidates. Oftentimes during election cycles, you hear candidates in their stump speeches talk about affordability, or you read the literature that they send out, and it's all about affordability and making life more affordable and decreasing prices. But what does that really mean? What can they do? What have they proposed doing? What have they done? The big question here is, how does public policy affect everyday life?
So it is election season, like you said, and I'm seeing all kinds of mailers and ads mentioning these issues and candidates promising solutions.
So we're seeing these things. We're hearing about what they want to tell us when it comes to affordability. Okay, great. This is the thing you said you were going to do and how you said you were going to do it. But what actually happens once you are elected? So we have an event coming up tied to this series. It is Central Florida Seen and Heard, Vote Your Budget, but it's tied to one of our Engage in the Communities. And what that means is we are bringing a group, a live audience in, right, to participate in this discussion with former lawmakers about public policy and how what you say on the campaign trail actually gets done and the trade-offs that are there and whether you can actually do what you say you're going to do.
What's something that's really surprised you from the reporting they've uncovered?
I would say just how widespread these issues are and how little people are able to get by on.
Listen here on Morning Edition, All Things Considered, or visit cfpublic.org to follow along and join us next Thursday for our live event with Engage. LaToya, thank you so much for joining us.
Always my pleasure.